Hello, everyone. Frank and Darren here again with a very live. Yeah, we're very live.
Even more live than last time.
Yeah, as opposed to being very dead. What's up, everyone? It's Frank and Darren again. It's Laurel Land Movie Podcast with an episode called Who Else Could Survive Michael? So we took all either the final people or the final group that have survived other movies, horror movies in general, and see if they could really stood up to Michael at the end. And we do have a pretty decent list, and we hope you agree with them. And if you don't, well, it's not your show. So we would like to hear your thoughts on our picks. And Darren, this was actually quite easy, but for me actually quite hard because we only picked a handful. And I wanted to put so many people up on there. And then I was just like, oh, maybe Arnold could survive Michael. Well, no shit.
It's kind of easy to pick them. I always find that women in final girl roles are a lot more kind of badass nowadays than they were back in the 80s. You know, mm-hmm. You haven't got Alice throwing balls of string at Mrs. Voorhees and things.
It'd be barbed wire this time.
Yeah. So I kind of found it quite easy. But what we're going to do to counter this, folks, is next week we'll probably do those that couldn't survive Michael. Then that one will be fairly interesting, I think. But let's have a look and see who's in the chat, see who's around today.
Yeah, we got Marty McFly, Rosie, Cody's here, Bat is here, Chester's here. Hey, Chester, how are you? Hey, Colin Murdy, sexy bastard. There he is. Kenny 525.
Yeah, Cody's here, Rosie's here, Marty, Duke's here. Who else have we got? Brandalorian's here.
Tom Atkins' ass. Sit and spin. People. Mark Barclay, how you doing, man?
Lots of people. This is good for a, what is it, Shamrock. Tuesday lunchtime?
Spidey. I'm going through Dustin, them because I'm getting Dustin every big Hoagie? Owl.
Dustin Hoagie? Hoagle, is it? I can't tell. Dustin Hoagle. I've not seen that person before. Jason could beat Michael. Jason could beat Michael, the Creeper could. 2003 Leatherface, maybe. Oh, you're talking other killers that could be Michael.
Possible.
We're talking about final people.
You could put them in there. You could put any of the guys. You could put in whatever you want. James P., how you doing? Jack Patrick Nicholson's Ring's Joker here. Could survive.
We're all shouting at each other. James P., Patrick Ring, Rachel Hines. Everybody's here. So do you want to jump straight into this?
Let's do it. But first, let's get the obvious ones out of the way.
Okay, so the obvious ones that we're not going to talk about are...
Okay, got Ripley, Ginny, and Sarah Connor.
Ginny was our poster girl for this, So we're not going to choose her. She would be one of the ones, I think, that could beat that could stand up to Michael.
Well, with or without the nasty sweater.
The nasty sweat and the do you like the little machete that I stuck in there?
Yeah,
machete didn't come out on the picture, so I've had to kind of add one in, a bit of clip art there.
Darren, I think I'm in the Fantastic World of Gumball. Yeah, do you have that show over there, The Fantastic World of Gumball?
No,
okay. It's basically a cartoon figures in the backdrop of real things.
Okay.
So it's like Gumball is going through school. He's talking to people that all are animated, but his lockers and everything in the background are real looking.
All right. I'd have to check it out. Do have it over here. It's not something that I've noticed before, I must admit. I was going to ask you before we start, have you seen the second episode of The Last of Us yet?
No, I have. It's on my watch list. I'll probably watch it tonight.
Okay, me too as well. I haven't seen it, but
it's I thought I recognized the girl who's in charge of the resistance, and wasn't she in Barbarian?
Could be.
I think she was.
Could be. Yeah. What do you mean, the main girl?
Yeah, the of the resistance. Was it the Fireflies?
Is that in the dark corridor?
Yeah, I think she's from Barbarian.
Okay. Oh, I haven't noticed. I'll check that out tonight. I think we're going to watch it tonight. So,
Cody, Cody's a 7-month member for TSL on YouTube.
Well, that's cool. Thanks, Cody.
Thanks Where for being that? Here, Cody.
Does that come up somewhere?
Yeah, it's coming up in the live chat.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
So we have, you know, everyone, and when we put it on our Facebook, that who would you pick to have survive Michael? A lot of people were putting Sarah Connor. A lot of people were putting Ripley. Guys, they survived Terminators and Aliens. I don't think Michael would survive Terminator and Aliens. So we had to throw them out.
Yeah. Let's pull up the first one. Let's pull it up. Which is yours is the first one. Okay. And it is.
Yeah, I think Tina Shepherd could survive Michael. She got psychic abilities. Jason survived because he was zombie at that time, right? He was dead Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the only reason why he survived. But I think Michael wouldn't be able to survive, you know,
those flying tellies.
Yeah, the flying television. I was going to say, I don't think he could survive being set on fire, but then my brain kicked it and said, no, you idiot. I mean, being hung, being electrocuted, maybe Michael could survive all that stuff. Do you think Michael could survive her bringing up her dead father to take him down into the mine shaft?
I kind of agree with you on this one. I think that, you know, the possibilities are endless with Tina, aren't there? And this is kind of a cheat, I think, Frank. You know, she's so, I mean, they're supernatural and they're supernatural. This girl was picking up everything and flinging it at Jason, wasn't she?
Well, anything that the production crew can fucking lift.
Yeah. Throwing him down staircases and hanging him with the light fitting and all that kind of stuff.
Electrocution, nails.
And if you haven't seen it, folks, we'll just give out what they call it, Rosebud. Friday the 13th, Rosebud, is a sequel, a fan sequel to Friday the 13th, New Blood, which actually stars La Park Lincoln in the picture here. Mm-hmm. She carried on her role in that film. And the question of whether she can survive Michael may be answered in that film.
Mm.
Yeah.
As a little proof in the pudding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, check that out. That's it's a great fan film by Pete. What's his name? I've forgotten his surname now all of a sudden. He's in the film. Big guy, bald head. Check it out. Really, really good fun.
Yeah, I forgot his last name too.
Yeah, I forgot his last
sorry, name. Pete.
Sorry, Pete. Pete. Someone in the chat will let us know who it is. I've had conversations with him as
Peter
well.
Peter Anthony. Nice. Thank you, Cody.
Peter Anthony. That's it. Peter
Jesus.
Anthony.
Jesus. Oh, sorry, Peter. That?
Sorry, Peter. I've given him a good plug and forget his name.
Darren's brain fart's contagious for me, too.
Yeah. Well, it's passing on to you. Yeah. Okay. Next, my first choice would be the obvious one. This guy goes through hell in all of the movies and TV shows. It's absolutely, completely plausible that he could survive Michael. You know, he's cut his own limbs off and been thrown downstairs, been eaten by monsters, been vomited back up again, possessed. You name it, this guy's gone through it. And there's
raped
no
by
question
what...
Yeah, exactly. There's no question whatsoever that Ash could survive Michael. That one's just a bit of fun, is that one? That's an obvious one, and we should have had him at the front with Sigourney and what's her name, Sarah Connor. But the thing is that initially we were talking about Final Girls, weren't we? But we thought, no, let's do Final Guys as well.
Equal opportunity we are here.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I was thinking while I was doing this, has there ever been a slasher movie or a horror film that's got to the final person? That final person's died and there's just been a dog left over that survived. Has that ever been done?
A dog?
A dog or something has survived that isn't human.
It's not a horror movie, but I could tell you which movie did.
Go on then.
The Departed, the rat at the end.
Oh, Jesus.
Does that count?
That's cheating a bit.
Okay, sorry.
Dave's here. He says, my favorite final girl is Anne Ramsey.
Oh, Christ, Dave. Michael, you big poop.
Super chat from Phil Knowles, who says,
hey, Phil.
Can't stay. Hey, Phil. Can't stay tonight, gentlemen. I'll watch this later. If you include Halloween Ends, Mama Fratelli could kick the crap out of him.
Mama Fratelli. Thanks,
what
Phil.
What else have we got here? Let's have a look at some more of these messages. Hey, Brett, Good Real Hunting.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, everyone. Unfortunately, it's a phone call day, so can't chat, but we'll leave this stream on my phone for the view. Have a great stream. You're just going to have it play in the background?
He's on Fantastic. The toilet.
This is like Ferris Bueller clocking up miles on the Ferrari, isn't it?
He's locked in the stall. Why is it when we're locked in the stall, nobody wants to crawl underneath?
Nobody. Would you want to rub yourself along a floor of a gents?
Everyone tries to kick and go over the wall or the door, but they don't want. They know that they can go underneath, but they're just like, no, I don't want to go.
That's the thing. I wonder if anybody else has realized this as well. Whenever you go to America, restrooms, as you call them, are terrible in America. They leave nothing to the imagination whatsoever. You've got gaps in the door that you can just peer in and see people.
Or no door.
Or there's a 2-foot gap at the bottom and a really low door at the top. And it's like, where's your privacy in a public restroom in the US?
It's like the two doors from a saloon.
It is exactly. You joke about that. I've actually been in a position with my wife. Whereas we checked into a hotel for a friend's wedding, we'd only been seeing each other for about 3 months. And the bedroom was a double bedroom. The bathroom had saloon doors like that. And it was just like, this is too early in our relationship to use this bathroom here. So each time that we needed to go, we both went downstairs into the pub and used the public restroom rather than one in the bedroom. So embarrassing.
Now you guys don't care.
No, we don't care anymore. But the next time that we went and stayed away, and this is God's honest truth, we had terrible problems with bathrooms when we were first dating. The next time that we went away, the bathroom was all glass, completely glass. And there was a button which you pressed, which frosted the glass. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that you couldn't see in. You couldn't see into the toilet area and everything. However, they put the frosting button on the outside. Okay. So whenever I went in there, my wife was threatening me with pushing the pushing the button and, you know, with defrosting me and unveiling me like some prize on a game show or something.
Yeah. I would have been like, I don't care.
You maybe wouldn't, but some things should remain sacred, especially when you've only been dating for 6 months.
No, I would have said, I would have been, because now we're speaking about toilets and everyone's getting on the on the bandwagon. But I stayed at a hotel with my wife while we were married. We were on our honeymoon, and they had a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
And she went over to I told her that if you pissed me off, I will leave the bidet on next to her. Well, she did. She got me angry, and I pushed the bidet on. She couldn't reach to get so she looked over. There's this water spouting up. It's splashing all over everywhere.
Oh, dear. Justin Grace Goodrich says, my vote is for the brave little toaster. If a microwave can take him out, I think a toaster stands a chance. Yeah, he's probably right. Or the teacup from Beauty and the Beast. Justin
or Thomas
Hogle,
the Train.
Justin Hogley, the puppy of the genetically modified Rottweiler in Man's Best Friend. Good. Or is that just like the? Is that just like the baby alligator
Max.
At the end of Alligator?
Max is his name.
Hmm.
You know, I smell another episode. Animals versus animals. Who could survive?
Animals versus animals. What are you talking about? Like
Max from Man's Best Friend versus Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
We could do. Why not?
Here's the cupcake.
I'm up for that.
Here's the cupcake.
Why not? Okay, your next one is...
Really quick, Wayne Bonner has been a member for 3 months. McCready would give Michael a good fight. Could he, though?
Oh,
what do you think?
Yeah. Final guy?
Kurt Russell could, but could McCready?
You know what? And this
in
is...
In the setting.
This is true. Kurt Russell almost squared up against Michael.
Yes.
There was a script that was being thrown around that was written for Kurt Russell playing Loomis. This was in between the Rob Zombie and the remake, the 2018 remake. It had Loomis was written for Kurt Russell. And in the end, they didn't go with that particular script and obviously scrapped it and went with something completely different. But wouldn't you have liked to have seen Kurt Russell play Loomis in a remake?
Eye patch.
I think he would have been great. Yeah.
With an eye patch.
Yeah.
Why not? Dustin follows up and says, McGreedy would fuck Michael Myers up with the flamethrower and dynamite.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. He survived both, didn't he? Wouldn't Michael just, you know, Matrix out of the way with the dynamite being thrown?
Or throw bourbon on him? Could do any of that.
Could you? That would be really cool. Michael in the Arctic just walking around with no coat on. He'd probably freeze, wouldn't he? Hey, Vanderhoff, what's up?
Shamrock Ball says Chief Brody would destroy Michael with his cigarettes, oxygen tank, and poison. But you know what? I almost chose Brody.
I think and that was ridiculous now.
That was just for you, David. But I backed out in favor of a few others. So anyway, let's see what your next one is, Frank.
Yeah, I picked Steve and Jessica because of how easily they were able to, I guess, get out of certain situations with Jason, physical Jason, and also possessed Jason. I mean, I don't care for any of them, really. I don't care. I like Steve more than Jessica. But they seem like they go away to paintball commando weekend parties. You think so? They're into, you know, setting up their own booby traps. And, you know, Steve he was a geek in the beginning, but he turned out to be a soldier of fortune, kind of.
Yeah. Do you know what? When you messaged me with these two characters, I couldn't even remember who they were, to be honest. I had to Google them and find some images.
The girl in the tent. Oh, I know her.
It's one of the Friday movies that I've seen the least. I mean, look at that head. Look at the Jason in this.
Meatball.
He looks like gum that's been spat out.
I like how Steve is punching his mask. I remember every time he gets punched, like these little fairies come out of
fairies?
His head. Fairies, you know, the pixies.
Really?
Kind of. They're like little glowing ash ambers.
Sparks.
Yeah. Like
it's a dumb film. It's
Jason in the Technicolor dream coat.
But one of your favorite sex scenes, I seem to remember. Moving on to Grace DeLoma.
I'll be right back, Darren, thank you.
Grace LaDoma. I said DeLomas then. It's LaDomas, isn't it? In Ready or Not, Samara Weaving. Great character. And this is what I'm saying about, there are two in particular over the last kind of 10 years, Final Girls, that have just been complete badasses. Samara Weaving in this, in Ready or Not, certainly one of them. Frank and I just watched the kill count just before we came on air. There's some great moments, particularly when she's killing, what's her face? From
Andy McDowell.
And a funeral. Andy McDowell, that's it. I couldn't remember her name for a second there. Smashing her over the head. Fantastic. Great movie, great ending. Bit of an odd ending where they all start exploding in the sunlight and everything. But a real surprise was this film, and from the guys who did Scream, obviously, Radio Silence. So I think she definitely deserves her place in this countdown. Mm-hmm. And would be able to stand up to Michael, I would imagine.
Yeah, she was definitely up against some great odds in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Here we go. Colin says, Nanook from Lost Boys could be a good pet that survives. Well, I'm kind of thinking along the lines of everybody dies apart from an animal. Has that ever happened? I seem to remember a film called No One Lives. What was did anything survive at the end of No One Lives? I'm trying to remember now.
Well, the title.
But no, Nanook's cool anyway, so definitely.
How about Zoltan?
The Hound of Dracula, yeah. Yeah.
With Michael Pataki. Whatever he barks at, he destroys.
Let's see what's in the chat. So Andrew Stevens says, if it's Halloween Ends, Michael Myers, then anyone can survive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cheap shot, but yeah, I get it. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry Click, Jack Skelton.
Yeah. what have we got here? A MAGA cat says, Colin Murdy, Myers might be in trouble, bro. Okay. Evil Alex says, I prefer your next. That girl would kill every slasher villain. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Cody Snyder says, Dalton from Roadhouse.
Was he a final guy? I guess you could call him a final guy, given the body count in that film.
Well, it's not a horror movie, though. But
no, it isn't.
You and I could talk Roadhouse for hours.
Yeah, yeah. And we will do. We will do when that remake comes along, which I believe is not too far off, is it? Jake Gyllenhaal and
Ewan McGregor. It?
No, it's not Ewan McGregor.
No, he's not Sam Elliott's character.
No, it's it. You said to me the other day Ewan McGregor, but it's not. It was Ewan. Let me have a look.
Ewan Alpaca.
Let's have a look. Roadhouse remake. Conor McGregor, not Ewan McGregor.
With his kilt.
Yeah. Dari from Jeepers Creepers might survive, Michael.
Yeah. No. Well, Michael don't fly. So, I don't know. Dari, the sister maybe. But Dari's just really too scared of his own shadow in that damn movie, isn't he?
I can't remember Dari. I'm trying to think now.
Dari is Justin Long.
Oh, okay.
The creeper flies him out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Starts eating his eyes.
Maybe. Harry Hagen said the Monster Squad could survive Michael Myers, but could the Goonies? Good question. Eddie Shea
could
says
Sloth Ginny survive.
Eddie Chase says Ginny from part two. Well, Ginny was kind of thrown out because she was our poster girl for this episode. Mm-hmm. But Tommy Jarvis and sister, that's an interesting one. Those two, final girl and guy.
What would Tommy do for Michael to remember?
He's handy with a machete, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Glover from Predator 2. Ernest survives Michael, Jason, Freddy, and Chucky.
Yeah, Ernest survives Michael, Jason, Freddy, and Chucky.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. See what you've got here, Frank. I need to just, that's it, do that. And then...
Crystal, this movie, it was a controversy when it came out, right? They were kind of, it was for political reasons, but... Movies like this have been done for a long time. Mm. People hunting people. There was the one with Ice-T and Surviving the Game. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And Rucker Hauer was in that one as well.
Yeah.
I like this movie a lot.
I did.
So they basically took, if you guys haven't seen this, they basically took all these people from a different political aspect and shoved them in a game where people from another political group could hunt them. But they got the person's name mixed up because they were following people on social media sites and they kidnapped them. But Crystal here was mistaken by accident. So they took her, and she was a war veteran. So she knew her shit. I absolutely think Crystal could survive, and she had one of the best fight scenes between two women I ever seen.
Hilary Swank, was it?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great. That was amazing. But I think Crystal is very inventive in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I really enjoyed this film. I thought it was a great opening as well, because I guess most people have seen it by now. Can we talk spoilers? The film company made you think that Emma Roberts was the lead girl in this film.
Yeah,
and wasn't long before she was quite near the beginning, wasn't it? Sorry, folks, if you're going to watch this. But it's been out like 4 or 5 years now, I think, hasn't it? It came out just before the pandemic, I think, didn't it? Yeah. But no, a great little a twist on the action genre, I think. It's Blumhouse, I believe, wasn't it?
I think
yeah, it was.
Was it?
I think it was Blumhouse, yeah.
But they were they didn't show this right away, right? It kind of the release date was pushed back.
There was something, some controversy with it. I remember that. Was it something to do with, I can't remember now. There was some controversy with this film, which it was, the release was delayed for some reason. I can't remember now. But good film. Good film.
There was, I think something happened over here.
I think it might have been.
As us Americans, you know, we associate movies with stuff that really happens because we're stupid. You can have Frank Drebin going through a zoo and releasing baboons taking over the city, and we won't show King Kong.
No, exactly.
Stupid.
Okay. Next one is, what am I next? Doug Bukowski in The Hills
of Eyes. I question you on this.
Why do you question me on this?
I don't know. He had help from Beast.
But he was smart. Beast wasn't with him all the time.
Smart, Darren. He left his kid with that damn RV.
Kid was fine. He had a little girl with him.
Yeah, the little girl. Rosie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought he absolutely, what was his name? Aaron Stanford or something like that in real life? Looks completely different to what he does in this film. Mm-hmm. He like Ash, he goes through absolute hell in this movie.
Ruby, thank you, Cody, Ruby.
Ruby, that was it. That was it. And yeah, I mean, he goes hell for leather towards the end, fighting all these mutants and makes it through. Saves the day, along with Beast, as you say. But I think he'd be pretty handy against Michael.
He could take a punch,
swinging the pickaxe around and getting chucked about and shooting a gun. Did he? I think he'd. I think he'd be really. There you go. Kenny 525 says this guy was really badass.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Is that who he is? Pyro from the X-Men movies.
I think so. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I believe Cody says Pyro, I believe you, Cody. From X2 and 3.
I believe you.
Cool.
I would have... When I saw this movie in the theater, first of all, the opening scared the shit out of everybody. The opening credits, because it just hit you right in the face.
Yeah.
And then this guy takes a hell of a beating that none of us would really survive from.
Oh, come on. Come on.
But the problem is this, though. I think I could do the same thing because he's trying to go after his daughter.
Mm. Yeah.
You're not going to stop, are you, if you're going after a family
exactly.
member?
Exactly.
Or some of you may just go, have him. I don't know.
I think this is one of the best horror remakes ever done, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. And the director, who I absolutely love, Alexander Aja, everything that he does, I've enjoyed. I think he's just such a great horror director that pushes boundaries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a great film. We were lucky enough to get it uncut in the UK as well, which makes a difference. Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's you guys that have all the uncut stuff and we're cut to shreds.
They're making up for all their nasties that they gave you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, horror's not really kind of scrutinized as much anymore over here. If there's some sort of sexual violence in it, then maybe, yeah. But we never end up having to cut horror films in the UK anymore. Unless it, like I say, it's I Spit on Your Grave or something like that. But yeah, it's good to have horror back where it belongs. You know, for years we suffered from horror movies being cut to pieces and banned and prosecuted and all that kind of thing. Now they don't really care. It's a kind of free for all. Okay, let's have a look. Can you see any chats there?
Sure. Rosie says The Bride from Kill Bill, Uma Thurman. Yeah,
I did think about that as well, but because I had Samara Weaving, I thought, yeah, too many brides. So, but no, it's a good one. And Kill Bill as well is not really it's horrific in parts, but not really a horror. Mm-hmm. Danita says, hello, Darren, Frank, and family.
Hey, Danita.
Hey, Danita, good to see you.
Patrick Bateman. Also from Rosie.
Kenny said this movie definitely had sexual violence, but I think, you know, it's when you look at what it actually is, it's not, you know, it's I don't want to get into this conversation too heavily, but the enemy in this film were quite, I guess, fantastical, weren't they? They were kind of a byproduct of radiation and
they were living, you know, on free land.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not too grounded in reality. So those kind of things are taken. Context a big thing when you're looking at censorship. Yeah. So yeah. But I get what Kenny's saying for sure.
A lot of people are saying Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
Really? You think Home Alone Kevin McAllister can survive, Michael? With what trap, really? Which trap? Ladies and gentlemen, what trap is going to mess with Michael Myers? I want to know. Now I'm getting irritated.
Mincing machine.
Oh, yeah, Kevin McAllister, you know, yeah, the mincing machine. But, okay, let's look at this. Michael slips on ice. He gets back up. He's not going to scream. Micro Machines, he's going to step all over him. He's not going to fall. He's not going to be able to, he's not going to be able to tar. The paint cans will smash him in the face a little bit. But what is he going to do? He's going to get up. He took a pipe to the face by Ant-Man. And then
this is a dumb conversation.
I know.
Aaron Click says it was that damn Thatcher era, Darren. It was. The early 80s in the UK were terrible for horror films and horror fans.
Damn, yeah, Thatcher era.
And I've already written an episode that I'm going to record fairly soon with regards to the video nasty period in the UK, because it was a really interesting time. But I'll put that out. It's only going to be a short 5-10 minute piece, but I'll put that out fairly soon. What else have we got here?
On your experience with the video nasties?
Yeah, for sure.
Were you one of those guys that were underdealing?
I may have been.
Okay, sounds
dealing.
Cool.
I wasn't dealing. I would certainly have friends that you would acquire certain movies from, and that, you know, for sure.
I mean, really, was everything really banned? Or was it wasn't really hard.
It was.
I know, but was it hard to get
possession of them? It wasn't too difficult to get because there were so many copies of it out there There were three lists. There was section 1, 2, and 3. I think one was kind of like taken off the shelf straight away and had to be handed in, and if you were caught with it, prosecuted. 2 was you could be prosecuted. 3 was a questionable list of titles that were being kept under, that people were keeping an eye on them. Essentially, I'll go into it more when I do this episode. Okay. I've kind of written it at the moment, but it's interesting stuff, and there are quite a lot of documentaries out there about it. So just having one in your hand, you could be prosecuted. Anyway, next one is one of yours, Frank, and it is
I think so. I think Neru from Prey could. You know, and she's using the elements. She would be able to go into the woods and set up traps, make her own weapons. I absolutely think. Plus, I like this movie. I like this movie a lot, Darren. I think they did a real good job. I think this movie should have been released in theaters. Going up against a Predator, what about 200 years before?
1700s, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, 200 years before Predator. And she just did a fantastic job. I think she absolutely can go up against Michael and survive.
Yeah, I was a big fan of this film when it came out, and I think towards the end of the year, because there were a lot of good movies that came out this year in terms of horror, it kind of got buried a little bit by the end of the year. Not many people kind of talk about it as being one of their favorites, although I was genuinely impressed by it. A lot of people, a lot of really hardcore Predator fans will probably scoff at that, but you know, I'm not a serious Predator fan at all. And for a 90-minute movie that was a low budget and went back to the kind of, you know, the sort of style of the original, I really enjoyed it. I didn't find it woke or anything like that. I thought that it was just, I don't look at it through those eyes, I don't think. I just kind of, it's not on the nose woke. Do you know what I mean? It's got strong female lead, but that's a good thing. And I think that by the end of it, I just thought, I really enjoyed that for what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I like the part where the snake saw him through the heat vision. I thought that was cool. And the dog didn't die, which is always good, too.
Rosie says, actually, I'm going to go back to a comment from Colin, who just was commenting on what I was talking about before, which says, yeah, Darren, looking forward to that. I remember those days well, the old third generation VH copies, great times. Yeah, it was the only way you could see any of this stuff. And you're right, Child's Play was banned in the UK because of an incident that happened over here, that the kids involved had said they'd watched Child's Play before carrying out some atrocious crime. So it was taken off the shelves.
Until one of the news reporters asked the kid about, you know, how much blood was in it. Oh, a lot of blood. And it was a made up title.
Yeah, there is that. I have that clip. So basically the press interviewed a load of school kids and said, have you seen, I don't know, the five-headed monster? And they're all going, oh yeah, we've seen that. That's great. There's so much gore in it and all that kind of stuff. And the reporter had just made up the title and the kids were claiming they'd seen it. So it was all that kind of nonsense like that, which was creating all sorts of paranoia within the country. And so, the government stepped in and just robbed us of our horror movies for about 5 or 6 years.
They put you on the right path, you mean?
Well, I mean,
for decency.
Really? The only people in this country that aren't decent now are the politicians.
Oh. What would they have done if Prince and his ass cut out jeans were on at Wimbledon Stadium?
What are you talking about? Chris and his what? Sorry,
Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Yeah.
No, you see, that's fine. We're kind of nowadays incredibly liberal with stuff like that. So,
back in the 80s, they would have been okay with butt out jeans by Prince saying "sexy motherfucker."
I think they were just all about horror movies in the 80s. Rob Theoff says something that we talked about. Clarice Starlin, Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs. However, I always thought Silence was more thriller than horror. You see, I see it the other way around. I see it more as a horror than an actual thriller. I think that it was dressed up as a thriller just so that it could be submitted to the Academy for awards. I see Silence of the Lambs as an all-out horror. I really do. Mm-hmm. But you had some thoughts on Clarice Starling, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think she could survive.
You don't?
I don't. No. I don't know how anybody else feels about that, but realistically, I don't think she could survive. I don't think Michael would toy with her like Bill did, or James Gunn. You know, I don't think Michael cares if you're in the complete dark. I don't think he needs night vision to find you. Mm. Because I can always picture, you know, Clarice walking around with her six shooter or Smith and Wesson and walking around. And the only reason why she heard Buffalo Bill was the clicking of his gun.
Yeah.
The hammer going back. Michael would just come out of the shadows like in Six and just grab her and probably throw her in that pit. And then eat Princess. Precious.
It's great. I can't believe we're having these conversations. It's fun. AK Channel TV sends in $1.99 and says, look up Robot Chicken Home Alone versus Myers.
Yes, it's a funny episode.
Have you seen it? I'll have to look at that.
Michael grabbing Kevin McAllister and just shaking it.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Another super chat from Toronto Freddy.
Hey Toronto, what's up, man?
He says, I'll survive the shape. Every bitch got to sleep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Freddie.
Does he? Or does he just go comatose? Well, that's right. You could daydream, can't you?
He was sleeping in ends, wasn't he? Didn't you just down there, just sleeping like a cat for years, bopping out now and again like a trapdoor spider and grabbing
what
something?
What would Freddie do to Michael to torture him? Do you think he would just have like big rolling pumpkins coming at him?
I have no idea.
Like killer tomatoes?
I have no idea. Can you imagine being, that dream world?
Being molested by Jack Pumpkin from Return to Oz?
No idea. I always find that Michael's, you know, when people talk about versus movies and that we almost had a Pinhead versus Michael. How the hell would that have worked? You know, or can we ever get a Freddie Michael movie? It's just like Michael always feels too
easy,
too straight and sophisticated to be in a movie like that. Do you know what I mean?
Bow and tie,
it's too cool for school to be in a movie like that.
So he's getting ready like Scott Howard and Teen Wolf before the prom.
Yeah, something like that.
He's blowing his mask hair. All right, I'm ready for the party.
One of my favorite channel names, He, She, We, Big Boobs. Yo, Big Tits here. What's up, guys? And Michael would survive Michael.
He did in Resurrection, didn't he?
In Resurrection, yeah. Yeah, terrible film. Okay, next on our list we have.
You guys said it before, Darren put it in there.
Yeah, it was obvious that this one, I didn't really know much about this film when I went to see it. I didn't realize how much of a horror it was going to be, how much it was going to push the boundaries. I didn't know anything about Adam Wingard, who was the director, who's a huge Carpenter fan, and there's lots of Carpenterisms in this movie, and even more so when you start looking at his other stuff like The Guest. Some you know, a terrific director who is kind of wasted going off and doing all this kind of Godzilla stuff at the moment. I wish he'd come back to doing something like Your Next or The Guest again. Yeah, he's director of Godzilla, isn't he?
I know, but don't you like Godzilla?
No.
Okay.
he's. I don't. You know, a director as good as this going off and just doing these kind of crash bang wallop blockbuster movies. I just feel he's wasted. I think he's wasted on that.
Well, the guy got to eat.
I know he's got a roof to put over his head and everything, but I just hope that at some stage he comes back to, you know, like, Scott Derrickson.
Yeah.
Scott Derrickson, great director, done some great horror movies, Sinister, what do they call that? The Devil, whatever it was called, I can't remember. And then went off and did Marvel movie, Doctor Strange. Okay, film was fine. He was working on Doctor Strange 2, got to the point where he was like, do you know what? This isn't for me anymore. I'm getting out. And then went off and made The Black Phone. Great stuff. You know, small, really cool Blumhouse thriller that he made. And I just hope that that Adam Wingard, you know, goes back to his roots at some stage rather than knocking buildings down.
Maybe he's going to do a remake of The Navigator for Disney.
Yeah, maybe.
You ever see The Navigator? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Just the Navigator with the kid in the ball going around and.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
He's a Navigator. He's going to remake Mac and Me. How about that?
Yeah, that would make me happy. Erin was, we just watched before we came alive, just to refresh our memories, the kill count in Your Next. Fantastic film. Wasn't there a bit, I seem to remember a bit, when did she like put a food mixer on someone's head or something at some stage?
The blender, yeah. Those ninjas really do back a wallop, don't they?
And she's
she's a survivalist
family, isn't it? Was she part of a survivalist family or something?
Yeah, she kicked ass in this movie.
Yeah.
And there's that traps and everything.
The final moment when the old axe comes down as the guy walks through the door.
Very very Nancy from Elm Street, isn't it? Doing that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting that Nancy doesn't feature in this list.
Well, maybe in our next list.
And I don't see her mentioned in the chat at all either. What do you think, folks? Could Nancy square up against Michael? She's not the first person that comes to mind when you think about this.
No. I like Rosie's comment there. Do you think Cocaine Bear could survive Michael?
We'll find out in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to that film.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I saw the other night, which was great. I think it's out in your country, but in the UK, it's not out yet. I saw Plane with Gerard Butler.
How was it?
Look, when you're going to watch a Gerard Butler film, you know what to expect. You know, there's going to be a bit of ass kicking and him kind of winking at women and all that kind of stuff. And it was exactly that. It was just him kicking ass for 90 minutes. And I got what I didn't pay for it, but I got what I wanted, a bit of nonsense for an hour and a half. So yeah, it was fun.
I'm thinking Flight of the Phoenix when I saw the preview of that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, actually, maybe with a bit of Con Air thrown in. Yeah, I guess so.
And The Condemned.
Yeah.
Throwing all these movies out there.
Okay, your next one is by Erin. Has Erin been in anything else? What's the actress name? Shani Vinson. Has she been in any other movies?
She was in, wasn't she in the one with the kid in the Christmas? Is that the real wrong actress?
The kid in the Christmas, right. Now let's write a list.
The one we did, Silent Night?
Silent Night? What, Deadly Night?
No, it's probably not her. Through the House. We had it as one of our Christmas movies.
Oh, what the oh yeah. No, Better Watch Out. No,
yeah, Better Watch Out. Yeah,
was she in that? Was that her?
Was she, ladies and gentlemen? Was she in Better Watch Out?
I know Brett's a huge fan. Cody, you're right. Brett from Good Real Hunting absolutely adores Shani Vinson, doesn't he?
He's in the perfect spot to adore her being locked in that stall. once you put her up down there, Darren, he was sending emojis of hearts and kissy faces. That's just take a Brett in that stall.
He's just chimed in and said, "Absolutely, I do. I can't wait to rewatch this part. Stupid phone calls."
Oh, go back to the stall, Brett.
In the bathroom, you're taking phone calls on the Kazi. Shawnee Smith, that's a good one. That's kind of a good one. She got through the Saw franchise to a certain extent, didn't she?
Could the Blob survive, Michael? Everyone said, everyone's going, you know, how about Cujo? Could Cujo survive, Michael?
Do you know what? I was going to do Dee Wallace from Cujo. Because that's a hell of a battle that she puts up. That's a great battle that she puts up against that bloody dog.
But Michael's not on all fours.
Not in my head, he isn't.
Would Michael just like punch right through that glass and just grab her? Really?
Possibly, yeah.
Michael, when he sees Cujo running at him, just like put a napkin around his neck and have a knife and fork ready and go, I'm ready for you, Cujo. Can Michael get rabies? Does Michael get the flu? Can Michael get sick? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going off here. This is a stupid thing we ever did.
People were worried
that
he was going to do with the COVID thing, weren't they? But anyway, let me just have a look at this now. Chris Snyder, that was it. So Chris Snyder said Dee Wallace and Cujo would go down.
Mm.
Dee in the Howling, maybe. See, I thought about Dee Wallace in the Howling when we were chatting the other day, didn't I?
E.T. Dee Wallace, would she survive?
Doubt it, no.
No, but Dee Wallace didn't survive, Michael. Guys, I'm getting a headache.
Dee Wallace didn't survive Michael in Halloween. There you go. He killed her.
Yeah. He bent her head backwards and broke her neck. What the hell's going on here? Yeah, Evil Alex. E.T. versus Michael. Michael. Michael just stabs him.
E.T.D. Wallace would just make him cookies. That's all she'd do.
Yeah. Yoda versus Michael. No, let's keep going.
Someone said Seth Gecko. That's a good one. Final guy. Good one, sit and spin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I think so. Definitely.
Yes, I think so. Yep.
Okay. Your next one is this your final one? I think it is.
Did I do five already?
No, you got one more.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about what to do. I did a group one as my last one because these two have been through a lot in Cabin in the Woods. And I love Cabin in the Woods. I think it's a great film. I think it's a fun film. And nothing made me laugh harder when Thor hit the wall and just slide down into the cannon as he was trying to jump over it.
Oh.
The guy's playing the fool, of course, Marty, and Dana is the virgin. Is the typical, as they say, the gods, you have to appease the gods and follow the certain formula. And these two survived everything that was thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the family from Wrong Turn was in it. The hillbilly, the undead. They survived that. I definitely think these two could survive Michael. Plus, they survived down in the catacombs where the offices were holding all these beasts, all these creations. Yeah. I think we saw a Michael ripoff in Cabin in the Woods, or was that Pinhead? I think it was Pinhead. It was a ripoff of Pinhead. Right?
Which,
ladies and gentlemen?
What was that? What was the report?
They went down into the office where all these creatures were being held. And they went into up to a window and there was a Pinhead ripoff. He had box or an orb.
Oh, it's a while since I've seen it. I need to take a look. I just remember a giant tarantula kind of trying to tap in on the window at one
stage. And the wolf. The werewolf was cool.
Yeah. It was kind of every horror genre kind of mixed in, wasn't it? I've only seen it the once. I need to watch it again.
Evil Max. He had saw blades in his face.
Mm.
Okay. Yep.
So he kind of looked like a bit of a Cenobite in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had an orb representing like a box. So it kind of had all the cliches down there.
Yeah.
Shamrock Balls. Well, Captain Bouchard from Jaws 3 survived, Michael. We're trick-or-treating here, motherfucker.
Yeah, Kenny says, I even think Jeepers Creepers was in there too.
It was like a gargoyle type.
Yeah.
A big snake was in there.
I do. Yeah, there was all
the strangers were in there. Mm.
Great everything. Idea. They were everything. It was all kind of, there were a twist on all the different horror franchises and genres and stuff.
Yeah, all the tropes and everything. Yeah. But I do think Dana and Marty would survive, especially after all they've been through.
Chris Snyder says, I got the one who will take down Michael Myers for good. Michael Douglas in Falling Down. You just moan him to death. Another film I haven't seen since it came out is Falling Down. What was that?
Good
that
movie.
30 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like 93 or something.
Yeah, I remember I was working in a cinema at the time, and I remember watching it.
Josh, get me some shit down here.
Quint from Jaws, he's got lifeless eyes, black eyes like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't even seem to be living. Quint died, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think Quint could take on Michael. He died. He couldn't take on the shark.
Well, Michael would have to open very wide, wouldn't he? That's what we were saying. We were saying doing the Quint Loomis thing. Michael with the barrels, you know, go through the street. That's how you could hear him, like, just going through. And then he's stuck because one of the barrels got caught, like, on a rock, and he's pulling the harpoon, the rope, you know, trying to get loose.
Maximiliano Martinez. What a great name. I feel like Stretch from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 could possibly survive. That's a noisy film, isn't it, that?
You love it, though, right?
Movie. I hate that movie. Honestly, I love the first movie. I even don't mind the remake that came out recently, or the requel, or whatever it is. But bloody hell, that second Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie just gives me a headache. It's just nonstop people bloody shouting and carrying on. We've talked about this before. I don't want to. It's not too much chainsaw at all. It's just an absolute zoo, is that film. And I love some of the Savini effects work in it, but I watch it so many times. Well, I say I watch it so many times. I've watched it numerous times over the years. Like, I'll just give it another chance. There are lots of movies out there where I think, I'll just give it another go and maybe I'll feel differently this time. No, I just come away with a bloody headache from that film.
You just gave me a perfect idea for another episode.
Movies that give you a headache?
No, characters that are too equal that they wouldn't survive each other. For example, you take, look at you. You're like, oh God, let's listen to this shit. Dennis Hopper, right? Dennis Hopper from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. What if he went up against Daddy in People Under the Stairs?
I'd have to watch that first. I know what you mean, though. The guy who zips himself up in the...
All leather.
You know, yeah.
He has a shotgun and everything. Yeah. People that are just too equal in movies. A good guy and a bad guy. They would just... If they clashed, nobody would win because you're just the same character, basically. I can't do that. I don't know why I thought about that.
It needs some work.
Come back.
We'll think about that one. Aaron Click says, Darren, which is worse in regards to shouting? Chainsaw 2, Day of the Dead, or The Goonies? Oh, I tell you, I don't mind Day of the Dead whatsoever. I can watch that on a loop rather than watch Chainsaw 2 or The Goonies. I am not a Goonies fan at all. And Chainsaw 2 is just as much as a racket as Goonies is, I think. I know that'll surprise a lot of people, but... There really isn't a lot in terms of 80s movies that I don't like, but Goonies, and he's pulling my chain here, is Aaron, because he knows I hate those films. And also, I think it was Shamrock Ball said, Darren, Alien 3 is one of those movies for me. I totally agree. One of those movies that I keep giving another chance and end up going, no, it's still shit after all these years. Although I did see the kind of restored director's cut that David Fincher did, kind of half restored, and it was a better movie. But on the whole, Alien 3, I don't think is very good.
Well, what about, I know what you mean by shouting, like it's just all in your face and you just have to like take a breath. But I know one of your favorite, shouting moments is, what's her name from, Temple of Doom. I remember you saying,
you mean Kate Capshaw?
Yeah. Yeah. Mrs. Spielberg. Willie. You're just like, God damn, she's loud.
Oh, she never shuts up. Shouting and screaming and carrying on and all this kind of stuff. Bring back Karen Allen. That's all I could think when I was watching that, even though it was set before Karen Allen's character. But Willie in Temple of Doom is another one that gets on my nerves.
You would rather see that elephant in her role, right?
Oh dear. And Green Hair 77 says, I'm not a fan of Temple of Doom. I don't mind Temple of Doom. I don't think it's a patch on Raiders. I really don't.
It's Dave's favorite movie.
It is, yeah. Favorite of the four currently. And I'm guessing that the new one's not going to threaten Temple of Doom in any way, I don't think.
Do we know if Karen Allen's back in that?
I don't know, not that I know of. But
they're very tight-lipped on it, aren't they?
Yeah, she looked amazing in the last one that they did. I think it's a good 12, 13 years ago now, isn't it? But she did look great in that film, and you don't see enough of Karen Allen, unfortunately.
No. Or her sister Nancy.
Yeah. Very good. Shamrock says, I loved the Temple of Doom. I rewatched your review. Darren said she screams like 80 times. but your impression of, they took the stones from here. Yeah.
I remember that when you were going, come look, see it. I said, there, it's the wrong.
Look.
It's the wrong movie. Film.
Raiders is shaman mixed up. Isn't it? Yeah, I'm getting my shamans mixed up. Yeah. I know, Maga. Fantastic film. You all are crazy. I know. Are you talking Texas Chainsaw or are you talking Indy?
I think he's talking Temple of Doom.
Oh, right. Okay. I need to cough. Can you just excuse me a sec?
We're getting Darren sick, ladies and gentlemen. Since he can't hear us, we'll talk about it for a little bit. Hey, Darren, how's it going? When you turn off the mic, you can't hear us, right?
I can still hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, next time when Darren does that, we can't say anything, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, next one on my list. The final one, that was Frank's final one. So my final one is Sarah from The Descent. This film, very low budget British movie directed by Neil Marshall in the early 2000s, I think it was 2004, 2005, something like that. And I love this movie. I do love this movie, and I think it genuinely is incredibly creepy, so well filmed, so claustrophobic, violent beyond belief in some moments. And it just ticks every single boxes for me as a horror film. And she is a great, great final girl. So many kind of iconic shot. And, you know, Neil Marshall's not afraid to kind of pay homage to his favorite movies. And he does it brilliantly in this film. He's not one of these people who shies away from it either. We all know he made Doomsday, which is a kind of pretty much a 100% ripoff of Escape from New York. Mm-hmm. But there's so many lovely little nods in this film. And, you know, right at this moment here, there are nods to Apocalypse Now and The Evil Dead. And there's all sorts in there. It's great fun. Really, really great final girl. And again, like I said, final girls from the year 2000 onwards have been so much better than final girls in the
strong
in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, yeah.
But would she survive, Darren?
I think so. You give her that rock hammer that she uses.
Yeah, but the creatures can only hear you and not see you.
Yeah, but she survived. She was the only one there. And, you know, I just think that the type of character that she is.
Is she the only one that survived?
I'd have to think now. Is she? Yeah, she is, isn't she? Or does one of them stay down there? I can't remember.
One of them's down there. She let go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think she would survive. She'd been down there with those bats, whatever the hell they fucking were. Man, bear,
the sequel was okay as well. I don't know if you saw the sequel. The sequel was decent, but it was, the problem with it was so similar to the original that you can't really tell them apart.
I don't know if Sarah would. It depends, though. Blind Michael from Halloween 2, yeah, she would survive.
Jesus Christ.
Michael Singh from H2O, probably not. That one's for Barry.
I think Dave did do some radio spots, I think, for The Descent, if I remember right.
I think he did. I think he has.
I remember him sharing them with us. Private Cooper from Dog Soldiers. That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you want to see a werewolf Michael? I am getting.
We really are coming up with some suggestions.
I'm getting like 12 years old again.
He, she, we, big boobs sends in $4.99 and says The Descent was given this name because they knew that the sequel would plummet to the bottom.
Oh.
Hey, ba-boom. So that's our 10 favorite final guys and girls that we think could take on Michael.
I think we got a good list here.
I think it was good. I think there's so much more that you can include. But I think what will be kind of, there's so many that we, you know, I would have liked to have, I can't remember the girl's name, but the girl who took on Jason in Friday 3, the finale of Friday 3. Chris, I think her name is, isn't it? Yeah.
She went batty, though. I don't know.
He didn't. No, no, but she held her own against him for quite some time in that finale there. I thought that was decent. That's one of the best Friday the 13th kind of third acts, if you like.
Oh, I love it. Remember when Richard is coming through the door in her dream? That is terrifying.
And notice we didn't have any. I thought about Sydney, and I'm not sure. I'm undecided on Sydney, and
I'm decided. Frank,
you're decided. That wouldn't even come into your thoughts.
She's
at
not
all,
even
would it?
In my region.
There were so many that we were thinking about putting in here, but didn't. But we are going to look at ones that wouldn't survive Michael, and for sure, Alice.
There's a lot.
Alice is in my top. In my list.
Yeah, we have a lot. Someone messaged me privately and said, will we do what we hate about the Scream franchise before the movie comes out? I said, I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't hate it. That's the thing. I'm just on the fence with it. I'm looking forward to this new Scream movie. I really did enjoy the trailer. And I go back to what Dave says, what he said on his channel the other week, that you, with Scream, you don't have any real duds in there in terms of, you know, it doesn't have a Halloween 5. It doesn't have a Halloween Resurrection. They're all fairly competent movies. All right. 3, I really didn't like at all, but, I don't love any of them. I just think they're okay. I can take them or leave them. But I will watch Scream 6. And you?
Do I have to watch Scream 6?
People are going to be wanting to know what you think. This might convert you, Frank. You never know. You might come out of it thinking, you know what? That was all right. I'm going to go back and watch the others.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the Spanish Inquisition. I'm on the rack. I'm being pulled, and I'm going to say, yes, I'll convert. No, what I'm going to be is I'm going to be Mel Gibson on the rack and yell freedom from this bullshit of a franchise.
Do you know what I want to do now? This is off the cuff. This is something that we haven't discussed. I'm going to put a poll up because you and I are really, really undecided about our raffle winners' choices.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's
Niall
put a
did
poll
such
up.
A good job, and I can't even pick.
Yeah, I can't pick either. So let's put a poll up and see what the audience thinks. So this is for Niall's Patreon win for the raffle that he did the other day, and he's chosen three movies. So
Tony says we missed his super chat.
Ooh,
Tony Spigali. I don't see it.
I don't see. Got he, she, we, big boobs.
I don't see it, Tony.
I don't see it.
Did it go through?
What time was that? You sure it went through? What time did you send it? Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, never mind.
Sorry, Tony. Tony sends in $5 and says, my Italian mother would survive Michael. She had the worst COVID stray 1.5 years ago and told it to F off.
Wooden spoon, right, Tony? The wooden spoon would scare Michael. Got it.
That's
we got
fantastic.
It, man. Thank you.
Sorry about that. That's a good one. Okay, so which of these movies should we do a best and worst of?
Niall did a great job. I
just need to check what they are. I know they were great, but I just need to double check. I can remember two of them. I've forgotten the third. So
I think I've seen the third one.
Here we go. Right.
Okay.
Hey.
Carl from Slingblade would survive Michael. He would just be hocked up on fried taters, wouldn't he?
To these movies, should we do a best and worst of? Let's go. Here we go. So those choices are The Warriors, Duel, the Steven Spielberg 1972 film with the Dennis Weaver being chased by the truck, and The Warriors.
A Steven Spielberg film.
What is?
The Duel. Warriors.
Oh, Duel. Yeah, I did say. Yeah. Yeah.
His first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second, Steven Spielberg film.
Was it his second film? Was Sugarland Express before then?
After.
I can't remember. Was it after? Okay.
The Duel was with him and Joan Crawford, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Warriors is winning at the moment. We'll leave that up until the end. Please do vote, folks. If you're there's 92 people watching at the moment. It would be great if everybody could have their say. Darth Martu says The Warriors is so underrated. Colin says definitely The Warriors. Warriors all day says Subtle B. Sit and Spin says The Warriors is the epitome of excellence. It's winning. Do you know what? I said to you, I want to do all three, but it's whether we get the time, isn't it? That's all.
Yeah. That's right, Shamrock. It was Night Gallery, Joan Crawford. That's right. His first. One of his first directoring for Rod Serling. Yeah.
G. Lee says Warriors. Warriors original cut, though. Okay, I'll have to, if we do it, I'll have to make it. Oh, Shaun of the Dead's creeping up.
Is it?
Shaun of the Dead's 36%. The Warriors is 38%.
They're both so close.
They are. Aaron Click says, I've never seen The Warriors. Ooh, Red One says, Warriors come out to play. Maybe they will. Oh, it's pulling away, 40%. He, She, We, Big Boobs says, never seen Warriors, but I did buy the Steelbook because it just screamed great movie by the look of the cover. It is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's and, pulling away
Colin,
now.
What is his name? Just had a birthday the other day.
Colin Murdy?
No, he put it up on his Facebook. The guy with the... Warriors come out to play. He just had a birthday.
Yeah.
He was in Commando.
Yeah, he got Sully dropped. from Commando, wasn't he? Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what's his name? He just had a birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Cody. David Patrick Kelly.
David Patrick Kelly, that's the one.
Yep. He had it yesterday. Thank you very much.
And also, it was Michael Beck as well, wasn't it? Who was the other lead guy in that film?
He was on roller skates, right?
He went on to be in Xanadu. That's the one.
A piece of shit movie.
I got Frank to watch Xanadu once.
By mistake.
Yeah.
Xanadu.
Sit and Spin says, the actor who played Silas is classically trained, and he nailed that scene in a tiny handful of takes. Yeah. Forgotten Horror Channel. Go subscribe to my friends over at the Forgotten Horror Channel. It was a tough decision, but Jewel won it for me, just pipped Warriors. Really, Davey? Wow.
I think Warriors is winning.
I love all three. I really do. Warriors is at 44% at the moment with 45 votes. Come on, guys. There's 93 of you there. Let's have some more votes on this. We want to get this right for Niall. This is for our a Patreon episode, which is going out in February.
I automatically had a worse line in Warriors in my head when he had that as a choice.
Colin,
there's
says,
not really a kill in there. There's only one kill, really.
Well, we can adjust it. We'll do something else.
Yeah, we've always done that. We've done that.
We did. We managed to do it with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and no one dies in that, apart from Candy's wife. Well, it's true.
Jesus, Darren. You know what's funny? That picture he had of her, didn't it look like it was more his sister?
Yeah. I get what you were saying. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're always wondering if she, Niall is given free rein to his wife.
Walter Hill is a great director. Southern Comfort is another great movie also. It is. It absolutely is. Davey says, yeah, Jewel, we watched it again the other night. Was so surprised how good it was after all these years. Yeah, I haven't had to look at that film for a long time. I just remember, isn't Mrs. From Halloween 2 in Jewel?
Oh, Mrs. Elrod. She's a
Mrs.
snake.
Take it back, my Steve. If you have time. Yeah, Steve.
Hey, Steve. No,
that's Silver Streak.
And I know, it's the same woman.
But she's in Jewel as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, when do you get a chance? Look at my snakes. Why would he ruin my snakes? She's holding them up. Lady, you're having rattlesnakes in your hand. What the hell's wrong with you? Been sniffing those fumes. Hey, Steve.
Seriously, though, if you're interested in any of the video nasties and all that kind of stuff, the Forgotten Horror Channel, they talk through those movies all the time. And then they have their own, they have multiple copies of these movies, which they get out and show you and, all throughout the years and everything. So good channel, Davey Dark, Forgotten Horror Channel. Go check them out. I watch them religiously.
The good guys.
Yeah.
The green hair. Steve, would you like mayonnaise? How about mustard?
Yeah. Dave says, I love Jewel. Yeah, no, it's a great movie. Where are we now? So we have 50 votes, and unfortunately, Jewel's only got 20% of the votes. Oh. The Warriors is winning at 46%.
It's the Warriors.
It is.
It's the Warriors. Okay. We'll be doing that soon.
Yeah, we need to do that in the next week or so, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the weekend.
Yeah.
The Warriors won with 45%.
Dave, are we going to do, we should be doing Duel on your channel. We should just do the watch. Fuck us voting. Pick one. Pick Duel finally.
on your Patreon. Watch along with Dave? We should do that. Yeah.
The Patreon. No, for his Patreon, you know how he gives us selections, the movies to watch at the end of the month?
Okay. I thought we were inviting
Dave, just pick Duel. Just get it over with. We were always crying for Duel. And then, we put up Halloween 3 or 4 and people pick that. It's just, let's just pick Duel and get it over with. It's such a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it over with.
Why not?
Why not, Dave? Yep. Okay. There you go. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to a meeting.
With a raccoon?
Yes, I got to go with a raccoon. A cougar, Dave.
I gotta cougar. Go to, is it a cougar this time?
Yeah, it's a cougar this time. You cheeky. But this was fun, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to do an episode of Who Couldn't Survive Michael, and that's when the shit's going to hit the fan, because you guys are probably going to go yell at us. How could you say that? How could you say RoboCop couldn't survive against Michael? Yeah, well, let's be honest. You know, stuff like that. But if you guys want to check out our Facebook, please put in your comments of who do you think couldn't survive Michael. From any of the other franchises or from any particular movie dealing with horror or sci-fi. Don't put like Drago or something like that.
Either. Drago.
Whatever he stabs, he destroys. Do that. And then, well, you know, we're still doing some Halloween content, you know. Who could be a better Loomis? Which doctors could be a better Loomis? In horror movies, there's a lot of crazy ass doctors out there in horror movies.
Yeah, yeah,
we could put that in there. Yeah.
Also, I just want to give a plug for our Twitter feed as well. We are at Slaughtered The. Check us out over there. We're slowly building up a bit of a community there on Twitter. It's taking its time. It's a lot. You have to really grind away at Twitter to get interaction. But feel free to pop over and subscribe to us there. We put out all information about what's coming along and when shows are going to drop and things like that. So it'd be good to see you over there.
Yeah, yeah. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you probably next week.
Yeah. See you then. Bye-bye. Bye.